The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy frosty morning to everybody. I thought I would tell you a little bit about our first reading today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, because I think it has a real important lesson that all of us can think about. Okay? But you know how it is with these first readings. As I've mentioned before, they don't really make sense at their surface level. You have to give them their proper historical context. Okay, so let me try to do that for you. Okay, do you remember, and I've said this many times before, I hope this is part of like your working knowledge, but do you remember that in the year 587 BC, the Israelite people lost the promised land? The prophets had warned them, they had to repent, they had to change their ways, and if they didn't repent, there would be very serious consequences, and the people did not repent. And in 587 BC, the Babylonians destroyed the city of Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, put the people in chains, and marched them through the desert back to Babylon, where they lived for 50 years. 50 years in captivity in a foreign land. Well, your first reading begins in the year 537 BC. Those 50 years are finally over. And the prophet Isaiah speaks an oracle of consolation to the people. Right? "Comfort my people, your guilt is expiated, your service has come to an end, and they're gonna go home." And you know, they're gonna go through the desert, as is mentioned here in the reading. And do you remember the last time they went to the promised land through the desert? They went through the promised land through the desert. It was the time of the Exodus. Well, now there's gonna be a new Exodus as they make their way through the desert on their way back to their homeland. And they were so worried about the powers of the Babylonians and, you know, these foreign powers that had held them captive. You know what God did? With the breath of his mouth, all those powers just withered like the grass, and they went home rejoicing. Okay. Now, the reason why I mention all that is because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the way he treated the people of Israel then is the way he treats us now. The first thing we have to be aware of is that we, like they, need to be purified of sins and attachments and faults and any other false love that keeps us from loving God with an undivided heart. It's not enough just to be forgiven of your sin. It's not enough. You also need to be purified of your sin and your faults and your attachments and your false loves. We all need it. And the way God purified his people then is the way he purifies you now. Now, here's something really interesting. Did you know that the greatest suffering of the people of that time was not that their enemies destroyed their city? It was not that they were taken captives. It was not even that they lived 50 years in a foreign land. The greatest suffering of the people of that time is that they lost the presence of God when the temple was destroyed. The temple in Jerusalem was the presence of God to the people. Now, they knew God was a spirit, right? And God was everywhere. But if you want to understand the temple back in the Old Testament, you can think of it almost the way you think of the Eucharist right now. Like I could say to you, "Where's God in this church?" And you all point, "Right there, he's right there." Well, that's what they would have said back then. "Where's God in the city?" And they point to the temple. He's right there. God is with us, right? Emmanuel, God is with us. But they lost that. And for 50 years they lived without the presence of God. That was their purification. And you want to know what? That's how God purifies us today. He makes us feel like he's left us. That's what suffering's all about. St. John of the Cross, whose feast day we celebrate on Saturday, he wrote about this. He called it the dark night of the soul. God never leaves you, please understand. But he does allow you to feel like he's turned his back and walked away. But he's never walked away. He's only using that hardship to draw you back to himself. And the moment that you're purified of your faults with the breath of his mouth, all the powers of evil and hardship is melt away and turn to nothing. And he draws you back to himself, just like he did so many years ago, just like he's done for so many saints down through all the ages. You know why? I love to go hiking, right? I love to go hiking. I love Montana. I love the Rocky Mountain West. Well, so I'm out hiking, and I got this idea that you and I are kind of like the mountain stream that makes its way down the mountain till it finally enters into the river and washes into the ocean. You and I are like the water that makes its way down the mountain. You're walking, you take a hiking in the mountains, you watch the water, and it runs into obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And it has to go around it, or it has to go above it, or it has to make a pool until it builds up enough so it can go over top of it in a waterfall. But it comes after obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. But you know what's interesting? As the water meets its obstacles, it's purified and it's enriched as it goes. When I go hiking, I don't bring full bottles of water. I bring empty bottles. I want to fill up on that enriched, purified mountain water. And you know what happens is, as we make our way through our lives and we hit obstacle after obstacle and suffering after suffering, we get enriched and we get purified. And as we make our way back to the Lord, we become a source of refreshment and life to other people. You can suffer anything in this world as long as you know why you're going through it. The prophet Isaiah helps us to understand why we are going through this. So take comfort, people of God. Take comfort. Our Lord is drawing you back to himself. He's done this before, and he knows what he's doing. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to persevere. Pope St. Damasus, pray for us.